Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction on News Talk 1310 WIPA. Have a question? Email it to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Now, here's your host, Sean Preble, on News Talk 1310 WIPA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Talk about the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Definitely check that out if you haven't been there recently. There's always new stuff going up. Really, really cool features as well on the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. And links to House, Pinterest, Facebook, and the like. So check them out online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Mike, how are you doing this week?
Great, Sean.
It's good to see you. And we're going to be talking bathrooms this week. Some cooler, everything's cool when it comes to remodeling. But some of those upgrades that you should be aware of when it comes to bathroom remodeling. But before the show, we were just kind of just talking about things here and there. And I said, I've got a question for you about kitchens. And I see online, like, House is a great example of this. Like, sometimes you'll be poking around and you'll see, like a European, I'm guessing most of them are, kitchen. And I'll see in the kitchen there is a, you know, standard stuff. And then there's, like, a laundry machine.
Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. It's like a combination washer-dryer, right?
Yeah.
First of all, we are spoiled Americans, right? Yeah. We have lots of room. Like, we have a separate laundry room. What's that?
You know,
in the UK, I don't think the average person has that, right?
Yeah.
Those machines kind of don't do you're not going to have a combination machine that does a great job of either. I don't think.
Okay.
I've been there, and it's cute, it's cool, but you're like, put your stuff in there, about three t-shirts and one pair of pants, and then come back tomorrow and maybe it's going to be... They actually make these units. We actually just put a stackable in our shop that I'm pretty impressed with. We don't do a ton of laundry there, but we've got towels left over from cleaning up, doing tile work and things like that. And so we needed that. But that is funny. Their expectations for a kitchen, it just seems so much lower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have, I'm sure that maybe I've just never been in a big fancy house there, though, what they would term a big fancy house, but it's pretty utilitarian cooking, pretty simple. They're not doing as much stuff. We have friends there that live in Europe, and they're like, if they come, they want to eat like fresh bread, some fruit, you know, we're going to the store today, right, to get today's stuff. So they don't have to store. You know, we don't do that, right? You guys don't go to the store every day.
Got a giant chest freezer. If I need something, I'm running down to
Mama's
the freezer.
Getting half of a hog right now.
Yep.
Maybe a cow, maybe a steer.
Yes.
There's lots of neat stuff. On the kitchen side, I always get a kick out of here when we do our kitchens. I mean, my own kitchen is a great example. We have a way over 100-year-old farmhouse. My wife says it was built before houses were built with character, so it's not it's not even super cool.
Love it.
I mean, it's in a great spot, and we love our house. We've been there forever, but we did our kitchen. Okay, when we were doing it, and Dale, my electrician, was in there wiring stuff up, and my wife's like, why do we have so many outlets? I said, well, most people, honey, like having outlets, and that, you know, plus code, you know, the inspectors make us put in, well, I don't want that many. I said, well, you know, you kind of don't get a choice. The inspector is going to say, he's going to fail us if we don't have an outlet every few feet. Anyways, when we were in Ireland, there was like two outlets in the whole kitchen.
No.
And I was kind of laughing because, we live in kind of the nanny state, right, where somebody's always deciding what's good for you. Like an adult, you, Sean, if I did your kitchen, you don't get to decide how many outlets you get in your kitchen.
No.
Can you put a combo washer-dryer unit beneath your countertop if you want to? Yeah, of course. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. You got to have a certain amount of outlets at least.
That's it. Well, that's interesting to think about. with that kind of space, do you see, like you mentioned, what you guys have at the shop with those stacked varieties. Do we see people maybe with smaller homes? I know, obviously, on the Isthmus where it's very desirable to be, but the houses are very limiting. Are we seeing some efficiencies built into some of these remodels, saying where previously you might have had a separate space, or maybe even in the basement you had that laundry room or that space? We're saying, let's find some smaller or more efficient stacked units that we can put somewhere else in the house?
Yeah, we have, and it's twofold, right? The reasons are, I think, one is the appliances have gotten better. So it used to be the stackables were something you'd see in an apartment, and you just would never see them in a house because they were kind of a lesser product. They weren't that great. Now people are choosing this, or especially they're choosing it. Well, this is another kind of rich American thing. If they want us, can we get a second laundry room, like a one upstairs? If we got this closet we don't really use, can we get a stackable in there? That's come up a few times, and I think that's not the worst idea either. So that the appliances have gotten better, and yeah, there is that efficient living thing too. There's that trend towards maybe we don't need all this big stuff. Maybe we can have a little simpler living. I don't know how you do less laundry, Sean. No. I'm not sure how to do that. But
if anyone has figured that method out, please email us, because I'd be
Does the boy create some laundry?
I have no idea, Mike. And you have how many? You have boys,
seven grandkids.
Oh my god! Like, where does all that? It's like socks. It's like, where do all these socks come from? Speaking though of European influence and things that Europe has and we don't really see a lot of here, and kind of bringing it to the bathroom, a simple thing is something like a bidet. Do we see bidets becoming more popular here in the States?
That is, I find that a weird one. Maybe 5 years ago, we would very occasionally get somebody that would ask for that, and usually they had lived in Japan or Sweden or someplace. I don't know where these. I know in the Far East, bidets are a big deal. Have you been? Did you tell me you visited there?
I've been to Japan. Yeah.
Do they have?
Oh yeah,
they did. Okay.
Deluxe.
They go all out with that bidet thing. Well, there are places in Europe too that have them, and now this. When we do a bath remodel, it has just gotten to be a question that we asked: Would you like an outlet in case you want to do? There's the combo units, like and add-ons. You can aftermarket your toilet and add the bidet, and that has gotten popular. And I think I don't know where people are getting this from. I'm assuming it's from when they travel. They, you know, this is pretty nice, or. Maybe they lived somewhere for a while, and we have a lot of implants here that came from somewhere else, and they're definitely asking for it.
That's interesting as we think about that. And you mentioned, you know, add-ons and other things. Obviously, there's standalone options as well. Part of me thinks it's just I've seen just my personal experience, just so many different aftermarket ones. I thought for a lot, I think a lot of people that may have in the past considered, but thought it might be too much of an undertaking. Just adding one of these setups is pretty simple. But they can go quite. Do you get any of those super deluxe people that want to go with like the is it Toto that makes the one? And I know Kohler makes one.
Very occasionally. Okay. If somebody asks us for a Toto toilet, I know they know their stuff, because those there's some cool thing. I mean, if you want to get excited about toilet, I don't know if I'm sure I've talked about this before, but at the International Builders Show at I don't know where it is this year, it's Vegas or Orlando. Kohler used to have, they didn't do it last year or the year before, but or I don't think they had it the year before, but last year they didn't do it. But they used to have stand-up comedians that would talk about the toilets because, you know, it's kind of a subject that is like humor goes well with, let's say. But anyways, there has been so much innovation in the toilet side. I was going to mention too, if I was a kid and you saw a bidet, you would expect to see two units, right? You kind of alluded to that. Mm-hmm. And it looks kind of weird, right? It's like a little odd. You need extra space.
Yeah.
And it looks like two people should be high-fiving, you know, there together or something, reading the paper. I'm done with this section. So, but anyways, it's more just a single unit. And the manufacturers have gotten wise to this, that people don't want that look. Mm-hmm. They want it to look normal, but do what they want it to do.
And it is something really cool. As we talk this week, we're going to be talking about some really cool bathroom upgrades that you should be aware of. Talking this morning, of course, with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And the first one that I see on this list is skylights, and I had never thought until I just saw that note that skylights would be an option in a bathroom, and now I'm thinking, why don't I have skylights in my bathroom? Do we see this at all? Is this something that's a little more common that these days?
You know, like everything that goes in and out of style, skylights got a bad rap for a while. We've had one. That was one of the first things I put in. It's on our porch and on our house at home, 25, 30 years ago. And it has never leaked. I'm knocking on some, you know, fake wood right now, but it that was the rip, right? It's hard to flash them. You could have a leak. There was some deserved bad press there. I mean, I would not. That is a product that I would, if I was putting it in, we wouldn't put in something that's really at the low end, because you know. It's kind of a pain to put them in the first time.
Yeah.
I sure don't want to have to take it out and redo it, try and fix leaks and things like that. And water is the worst phone call for somebody in my business to get. We never want to hear that there's a leak or a problem. But anyways, they are making a little comeback. Trying to think. My son's house, he's got two big skylights. That house would just be they're kind of in their kitchen living area. It would be so dark in there. They live in kind of a wooded area, so it really lets the light in. We have a job coming up that two of them are going in. It's in a kitchen remodel, so that's coming in. We haven't done one in a bath for a while, but from a remodeling standpoint, if there's a way to do it, like if this bath is under roof and not under second story, I would rather have. It's easier to work with natural light coming in through that way than having a window in a bathroom. A window in a bath is kind of a tough thing.
Oh.
Lets the light in, but you know, it really hems you in on design. Like you don't necessarily want a window in your shower. That's kind of goofy. And if you do have a window in the bath, a lot of times you're having to put some kind of film over it so somebody can't see in. That usually means you can't see out that well anyways. So it's letting light in, but how is it different than a light? You know, whereas a skylight is, it's really nice light.
What about with skylights too? I don't know the exact term. I kind of like the port ones where they're like small and they've got the tube.
The sonotube? Yeah.
Yeah. Do we see a lot more of that going
in? We don't.
Really?
That is something that rarely comes up now. We actually see that at our shop. We didn't install them. They were in the building. We've got two of them. They let in a shocking amount of light. And even like one thing that I think is cool is when it's dark out, they will actually refract that starlight and give you a base level light. Now it's not. You're not going to be putting together a model underneath that light, but it's certainly enough to walk around and see where you're going and things like that. So.
Are you surprised that we don't see those more?
I am, but also they were kind of sold as to save energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we put an LED light in. It's basically using no energy. You don't have to change the bulb. You can control it. You can dim it. You got the light when you need it. And also, you think about this tube that's going up through an insulated area, making a hole in your roof. I don't know if it's worth it at this point. I would rather put in a skylight. It's probably just a little bit more money, but the sonotubes had their day, maybe.
Interesting. You
don't want a sonotube, do you?
I don't. I remember seeing a some show years ago where they put one in. I thought that's an interesting, but you're right. It's an interesting application, and I thought it was really neat. But I think you're right on when you mention LEDs is. We've reached that point now where it's just, and I know we've talked about, I don't know if on the show, but I know we've talked about it off the show quite a bit about, you know, kiddos and grandkids leaving lights on. And when we were kids, that was like
big trouble, man.
Huge, like, especially if like my mom found out we left a light on overnight. This was
world was ending.
We're having a big meeting.
That and if you made a long distance call, you're in big trouble.
Oh, man. And now with the LEDs, it's like, you know, it's.
Well, and the sonotubes too, the trim, that's the part we would call that you see on the inside. Mm-hmm. They're kind of big because they got these refractors. It's almost like mirrors that are supposed to increase and spread out the light. It's not that attractive, to be honest. So, and it's big. So like you got a nice little LED trim. It's flush flush on the bottom and looks real nice. It's just got a lot going for it, but.
Don't invest in Sonatube, I guess. Note to sell. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner at Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Our telephone number 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. Talking bathroom upgrades and remodeling ideas with Mike this week. We're talking earlier about outlets and kitchens. We're going to talk about outlets and bathrooms and some of the really cool ways those outlets can be integrated into things like drawers, cupboards, and other areas. Is where they're functional but out of the way, and we'll get the details from Mike on that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. It's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. If you haven't been there recently, you got to get over there. They're always updating it with recent projects. You can also go back and look through the portfolio. We've got that cool slider feature. You can see before and after and the same angle and same picture, because a lot of us, and we know that's not the same room. Yes, it is, and you can actually see at edgeconstructioncompany.com with that slider feature. Also there, links to Houzz, Pinterest, Facebook as well. Check them out, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. I was just going to say EDGE and not mention the numbers.
You almost messed up. I was waiting for it, but you powered through.
At 636-3343. Like that's years of experience right there, Mike. That's what that is. Check them out again online or pick up the phone. Give them a call. 608-636-3343. Talking this week with Mike Tuig about bathroom upgrades and some really cool ones. Talked about skylights. And when we started the show off, I had some questions about kitchens. And when we were talking just about kitchens, you mentioned things like outlets and the codes, and there never seems to be there's an episode, I'm going to go to The Simpsons here real quick, where Homer designs a car, and one of the features of the car is there are horns everywhere, and he says, because there's never a horn where you need it when you need it. And I feel sometimes
wisdom from Homer.
Yes, exactly. I feel that way about outlets, and there always seems to be you always go, gosh, if I had just one more. There's also this thing that the better they can either be concealed or blended into an area, the better off you are. And I know something that's very popular both in kitchens and bathrooms as well is finding ways to integrate them, whether it's in a drawer or a cupboard, or kind of tuck them in somewhere. Do we see in the Madison area, Dane County, and the work you guys have been doing, are people requesting things like outlets concealed within cabinetry or doors, that type of thing in bathrooms?
Yeah. And one of the pictures shows a drawer that's got kind of it's built-in storage for like a blow dryer and whatever else people do with it, have hair. They're longer hair. Probably,
yeah, I was going to say. You're the one with
that's
hair.
That's not
in
a shot. but anyways, so the theory behind that is really cool. You have this stuff in your drawer. The plug is in there. You pull it open. It's already plugged. You're just ready to go. We have had a little trouble with those with that setup, because basically a wire that is protected, by the way, you can't just have a random wire.
It can't be dangling back there.
It can't be dangling back. It's got to follow that drawer out and back in, and it can't interfere with the working of the drawer, because then you're going to be mad at us. So the drawer still needs to work just like it would work without that attached to it. And we've had trouble getting them to do that. I mean, we've worked on it. We've tried it. So we've sort of veered off the path a little bit. And what we'll do is put an actual outlet mounted on the inside of the cabinet. So underneath your sink, you got a couple of doors. And really, homeowners brought this up to us several years ago. They said, can we put a shelf in there and just have an outlet in there so that, everything's still concealed and we have an extra outlet if we need it? And that has worked really well. That's been a really nice way to do it, because, your drawers then are still open for storage. If somebody comes out, I'm going to the shows again this year, I'll see what's out there. I love the theory of it in the drawer. It's just in practice has been a little tough.
And that's an important thing. Is I think you see a picture like that, it gets you like the one we were describing there with with everything on a drawer slides out. There's this kind of beautiful storage, and it and then you realize it's like it looks great, but can it function properly for something that that's acceptable as far as duration for the homeowner? And you certainly don't want something that looks great and functions well for a year, and then suddenly it's just not working. Its drawer's not closing all the way, or
never be going. We told you. Yeah. We wouldn't say that, but yeah, it has been a little tough.
With do we see? I'm in and out of bathrooms. I brush my teeth. That's about all I've got to do in there. But I know my wife spends a fair amount of time. And do we see like USB power for like phones and those type of things? Do we see audio systems at all going in bathrooms as well?
Not so much. I think like that has gotten people aren't expecting. By the way. Really great sound in bass. So I thought that would be something that would be kind of future. Kohler has every year I get to go see their stuff, and they have a bathroom that is like designed by Bose or something. It's just fantastic sound. But I go, well, that's really cool, but nobody buys it, right? Yeah. Like, because they can pull up something on their phone and have it, they can get the news on their phone or have something playing or have a podcast playing. It's not that hard to do anymore. I don't believe you can do USB chargers in a GFI situation. Mm. We just had that come up with where we got tagged from an inspector, and I don't remember. I don't understand it actually, because we have done GFIs in kitchens. It was just this one instance. Oh, maybe it was just he didn't want it that close to a sink. Mm. I think that was the issue. So I don't know the code exactly on that. We're digging in. There's the code book, by the way, is 500 pages, single space, both sides, and it's like changes every year,
sure.
Or every few years. So some of that stuff is new and needs to be figured out. I think that makes sense, actually, to have a USB outlet in there. Those have gotten more popular. We just include them now in our bid, at least one here or there. The placement of outlets has gotten me always is a thing. We like to really plan that out, because generally, it goes on a sidewall next to a, over a vanity on the wall. Well, it's a lot of people like have switches there or want to hang hand towels there. So we want to decide that stuff and then make sure it fits in together. It sounds kind of ticky tacky. Actually, it's kind of hard to get people to do it. They don't see the value of it until later when you're going, why did you put the outlet there? And this is where I want to put a towel ring or a towel holder. So that stuff doesn't need to plan out. I know we're getting into one of the next things is it says mirrored cabinet, but really it's a built-in medicine cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Those have made a big comeback. There's tons of new product. These cabinets have LED light built into them, into the mirrors. You can just touch them and they light up several different ways. We did one a while back that had integrated GFI outlets into to the door, which I'm sure Dale, our electrician, was like, what do I have to do? But it worked. We got it to work. Everything worked fine. There just has to be ways to do all this stuff. So there's a bunch of new product out there, is my point.
With the return of the medicine cabinet, I know for a while there we were just kind of going with mounted mirrors. And are you having to then go?
Life was so much simpler.
I know. Are you having to go in then and make space in the walls for these?
Yes, Sean. Yes, we do. This is like so many things that get popular. And Mike at Edge goes, do we have to? Can't you? You're designers. Can't you? Why? Because I know a lot of times we open up that wall and there's stuff then that has to move. Generally, it's not too bad. It might, it's just normally wires. We had one a while back. It's like, we didn't foresee it coming. It was like a heat run going up there. There were cold air return. There was some pipes going up there. And we're going, what do we do with all this stuff, But we did. We just had to tough it out and get stuff moved and figured out. We try to figure out that stuff as much ahead of time as we can to save some pain. But sometimes it's just you don't know what you're going to see when you get back in there. But, yeah, they are more popular. I personally, I personally like the built-in medicine cabinet. I think it makes a lot of sense. We have it at home, and I wouldn't want to live without it. But
just think of your contractor though when you're planning designing
much
these
easier
things.
On them if you don't do it. Yeah. Do you have a?
We do. Yeah, do. We've our house is built in the 1950s. So
of course, you got to
yeah.
have built-in medicine.
Oh,
cabinet.
Absolutely. I really like it as well. It's just a great. It's a good use of space that otherwise nothing would be there. So. It's as we talk about different things as far as some cool things to be doing bathroom wise, we're talking some comfort things, also things to keep not only the floors warm, but the space well ventilated, which is so important with the shower. We'll get the details from Mike on that next. In the meantime, if you've been to the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Make sure you check them out there. Their telephone number is 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE for Edge Construction. We'll continue our conversation with Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. Construction next as the home remodeling show continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The home remodeling show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the home remodeling show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website to learn more about Edge Construction. Also always being updated. So some great recent projects there. Go back and look to the portfolio. Also click some of the great links, whether it's House, Pinterest, Facebook. Get some good ideas for doing some remodeling. Think about doing some work, having some work done on your house. Mike and the team at Edge Construction love to talk to you. 608-636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. We are focusing in on bathroom upgrades this week and talked about some really, really neat things going on. One of the areas, maybe not the most glamorous things to think about, is an exhaust fan in the bathroom. And I was kind of joking during the break, and I said that to you, and you said, to you, maybe.
I get pretty excited about this.
Exhaust fans are important, aren't they?
Well, yeah, for the obvious reasons, but... Mm. There's fans and there's fans. Like what builders put in this one fan. I'm not going to name the manufacturer. Starts with B, ends with N. Anyways, you all know you're guilty. Yeah. This thing, I think they pay you to take it. It sounds like an airplane taking off, and it hardly moves any air. So good luck with that. When we come back in, we spend a little more money, not a ton more money, but a little more money. And if you come to our showroom, you can see it because we have one now operating. We finally got there. And you won't know it because you've turned the switch. You're like, is that thing on? But it's moving. I think our base one moves 110 CFM cubic feet per minute. It's quite a bit of air. It's double or triple what that standard one does. You can't hear it run. We've actually had homeowners every year that go, you got to come out, my fan's not working, and we just go out and hold a piece of paper up to it, and it sucks it right up. It's just, it's so quiet that you just don't hear it. So I love a good fan. I think I'm fascinated by the reasonable technology that Panasonic has put out. Now there's other manufacturers that are doing a good job of it, but I can't believe we're still suffering through these loud fans that don't move. And then so much of the talk has been, okay, how do we stop mold in a bathroom? We need special drywall and we need special paint. Well, how about we put a fan in there that works and moves a bunch of air? Then it kind of solves the mold problem. You don't have this mold problem. So,
with that too is moving the air around in there. And you mentioned things like mold. I just think of, especially if you've got a bigger family and more multiple people using that room, is the sooner you can get that condensation off the bathroom mirror, the better off everybody is, and having that moist air pulled out is a lot better. Also, do you see, and I've heard horror stories from people saying a lot of times they'll see things like bathroom fans that just kind of vent just up into the attic space.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just kind of simple things that aren't really that good for the house all along. So even if it's just not cosmetic, but just have it looked at for functionalities is an important part of this too.
Yeah, and we have a couple of those horror stories that we found and fixed. So if we're doing your bath and we're replacing the fan or doing anything up there, we're always looking around going, okay, this is not good. We had a house on the lake a couple years ago. We remodeled the whole inside of the house. As we were doing that, my electrician called, said, listen, these fans are just venting in the roof, and it looks like there's moisture problems because of it. Because if you're going to fire warm air in the cold winter in Wisconsin up into that attic, it's going to make a lot of condensation. It's going to gather on those, on that framing up there, on the trusses, on the underside of the plywood. This particular house, by the way, that summer we ended up tearing apart the roof, which is not something we normally do, but there was so much structural damage that they really couldn't hire a roofer to do it. They needed somebody like us to do it, so we did that. One of our best days in construction, by the way. 7 in the morning, we tore the roof off. It was 35 square, so it's a lot of feet. I got all the shingles off. We tore off about 40 sheets of plywood, did truss repairs. There were some that were just under-engineered and had cracks, so we repaired those. We also repaired the ones that were rotten. I think we repaired 40 trusses. Got the plywood back on, got it roofed by 5 o'clock.
We pulled out.
Yeah. So it was very fun. We had one of our framing crews helping us. And, you know, these young guys, you think you can work, Sean. These guys, roofing is nobody's favorite job usually. At the end of the day, they were like, you know, young deer jumping around. Well, that was kind of fun. Like, we should do that again sometime. And I was thinking, yeah. maybe not next week. But yeah, that, there are some things like that that need to be handled. And, you know, some thought needs to go into where this is going to vent and how many elbows, how many turns those vents have to take. That reduces the flow a lot. So we're always thinking about that stuff, too.
As we talk about looking up to exhaust fans, what about looking down to heated floors? And I know floor heating has come a very, very long way with that underfloor stuff, hasn't it?
It has. And we use the Schluter system. It's that orange fabric-y looking stuff. You'll see if whenever it's gotten to be like, I don't know, Kodak for pictures or you know, cameras used to be. It's a brand name, but it's the standard. I know they have some competition now, but that's the product that we use, and it's the one that's most used. Great company. They have developed some cool things to heat floors. Under tile is where we do it. So it used to be if you wanted a heated floor under tile, we'd have to order these mats, and you'd get like nominal sizes, 2x3 or 3x4. Then custom ones came out, kind of. You could kind of send away, send them a map. This is what I want, and they would make something up because that mat, and even what we do now, it's an unbroken wire basically that has to start at a thermostat and end at the thermostat. So if you're going to custom do it well, the Schluter people came up with this system, Dieter Heat. It's these little pucks. We can wind our own wires. We can get the heat exactly where we want it. We don't have to do it underneath cabinets. That'd be stupid and wasteful. And so it hardly burns any energy, really. You can put it on a programmable thermostat, which is pretty awesome. So if you get up at 6, I'm sure you get up earlier than that, right?
A little bit, yeah.
But you can have it kick in at 5:30, so you're walking in on a warm floor, and then it shuts off when you're done.
Do you have it integrated with Alexa yet, or are we not there?
No. I don't know personally because I haven't done it, but I'm sure the technology is there to do it.
I'll have to get your mom on the phone and see what
mom,
she knows.
Listen.
Yes, exactly. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction Online, edgeconstructioncompany.com, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. E-D-G-E. Cabinetry. I know we talk cabinetry quite often, obviously with kitchen remodeling. Models, a big part of that. Bathrooms, no slouch when it comes to custom cabinetry and some really cool things you're able to do when it comes to cabinetry in a bathroom.
There are. The floating cabinets, that's coming up once in a while. I don't know if you've seen that. It's sort of open underneath. I like the look. It's a little more contemporary. There's cabinets that our standard is to buy from, like our kitchen cabinets, same manufacturer. There's options for feet, ways to dress them up a little bit. The storage is a little bit different, so we can do that stuff. And then we've got a higher level. It's called Birch. It's BERTSCH, I think. And those cabinets are like furniture. They're furniture grade. In fact, it's probably better made than most furniture that I see. People are putting those into special air. Sometimes in a master bath, you want to dress it up quite a bit. Birch has some very cool options, and we've got some things in our showroom. More often, it'll be like in a powder room where, okay, this is an area that the friends and relatives get to see. It's a common area. You maybe go a little bit higher level, something special, and that's a great place for the birch cabinetry.
And we often forget, especially if it's a bathroom with the shower and the tub and those type of things we were talking earlier about moisture, is these cabinets need to be very, you know, you mentioned kind of the quality of them. There is a lot of things they're exposed to, different elements, you know, people getting ready in the morning. I know I'm not the most gentle or graceful when it comes to opening and closing things at 3 a.m. when I'm getting up. those cabinets, not only do they got to look phenomenal and you want them to look great, and that you also want them to be very high quality and functional for a long time.
Yeah, I think a bathroom is important. Cabinets just get used, and families are tough on cabinets in general. But now you get the moisture thing. I think a well-made cabinet shines in a bathroom. So we've talked before. I don't love that particle board stuff. That's not what we have, and that's not what we sell. Plywood, okay, if you get plywood wet enough, it's going to be a problem too. But it performs much better in those moisture conditions than the particle board stuff. Particle board just seems to suck up that moisture and swell. It's not a good plan. So that's just my personal preference. It's what our company, that's the way we have gone. Better quality stuff. I'm not going to judge somebody. There's times people go, you know, I found this cabinet combo unit at a big box store. I really like the look of it. We'll put your stuff in. It's fine. But it's just not, if it's something we're going to sell, I want it to be I don't like the particle board stuff, so we stay away from it.
What about countertop options? I've got to guess, much like the kitchen, there's a billion options, maybe more for the bathroom. Do we see a lot of different variants when it comes to what folks are putting there?
There is some variant. Just like kitchens, the quartz stuff has been the most popular. We have there's a lot of pre-made molded stuff out there, acrylics. Sometimes people go, you know what, I've had this before. I like the integrated sink. That works. But generally, for the same money, people will pick the stone. Hmm. It's just a better product, a longer lasting product. Looks a little nicer. I think it's a little classier. We are kind of talking with another manufacturer for a quartz for us that is integrating sinks, so you wouldn't have any kind of a gap between your sink and your countertop. It just would come right down into a stone sink. Pretty cool looking product, and I think it would appeal to people that have had those molded acrylic tops with the integrated stuff.
I remember probably 15, 20 years ago, started to see a lot of the, almost like the bowl sitting on the... Do we still see that, or something that's kind of gone by the wayside? Does that still go on?
Occasionally we see it. It's a little impractical in a bath that gets used a lot. I think they look nice, but people like higher countertops in bathrooms. So like I don't know if you've seen this, but the standard used to be this kind of shorter vanity. And I don't know when it started coming in, the kitchen height vanities got popular in bathrooms. And now we do many more of those than the shorter ones. And if you put a vessel sink on top of that countertop on a full height vanity, you're like 45 inches off the ground. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So I think they look cool. We do them once in a while, like in a powder bath. And there are people that go, you know what, they're either really tall or put the shorter vanities in a master bath, maybe something like that.
If I were to get one, I need a step stool, Mike.
I was trying not to go there, you know. But
I also think, too, I think they're just beautiful, and I can see why in the right situation, the right home, it's perfect. I always think about, like, cleaning in there and under there. Like, I know what goes on in our bathroom and the amount of work that goes in to make it look as marginally clean as it is. I cannot imagine getting down in there. And just
that's what I was kind of saying, you know, yeah. In a bathroom that gets used a lot, I don't know. There are no rules. If you like the look, if you've had something, maybe you've had them before, you loved it, I don't know. It does give you less options for faucets because you need something now that's, you know, 10 inches high to go over the top of that thing. And that'll knock out a bunch of the faucets that are out there, but there are still options.
Really cool stuff. Always great to talk about different options in different areas around the house, talking bathrooms this week and some of the really, really cool things when it comes to some personalization and some of the really neat things folks are doing in bathrooms. We'll talk with Mike about drawers. We'll also talk about some of the things going on when it comes to showers and tubs and showers plus tubs and showers minus tubs. We'll get those details from Mike. We'll do that next. The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction online, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 608-636-3343. The number is so easy to remember, 636-EDGE. Talking this week about some upgrades when it comes to bathrooms and some design things we're seeing when it comes to bathroom remodels. And Mike, one of the areas that I've been really blown away with and I love seeing is what's being done with showers and tubs. And I see the great work that you guys have done on some projects. Projects recently when it comes to bathrooms and specifically showers and what's able to be done there. We're seeing more and more folks maybe breaking out of that mold, and that's not necessarily even a pun, that molded tub, and saying, you know, we want to do something a little bit different when it comes to showers and baths, aren't we?
Yeah, and are you talking about separating?
Yeah.
Freestanding tubs, and we actually have that on display in our shop. And if you've got the room, a lot of people have the old Whirlpool tub, which I'm so glad we put a lot of those in the 80s and 90s because it gives us some space that we can use when we're designing a new bath now. So they're coming out. You have one, don't you?
No. I had one when the house I grew up in had one. We do not have one now.
Okay. All right. Do you have a lot of room in your bath, though?
No.
Or not really?
No. My bath is about half the size of the studio, which that's probably not accurate, but
it's pretty utilitarian.
Yeah.
Not a ton of space. Well, Those units actually bought us some space that is helping with this trend of having a nice walk-in shower, maybe tile shower, and then having a freestanding tub. You know, the word clawfoot, like growing up, that was a tub, right? That's what we all thought of tubs. Now it's gone so far beyond that, and there are just a ton of options for those freestanding tubs. They're actually, I've never than one, but I have sat in them at the shows because I'm like, you know what, I want to see what this feels like, and they are pretty ergonomically correct, I guess.
Oh, are they?
You know, yeah, because okay, I'm 6'3". It would be a tub, by the way, that I could get water up to my knees in if I was happen to be sitting in it, which is nice because a lot of tubs really aren't made for adults. I don't think they're kind of, you know, they get the job done for the kids, but I don't know how good it is for the rest of us, but. That thing, there's levels of those tubs where the one in our shop is kind of, it's not a base level, but it's a good midpoint. But it is a molded unit, fiberglass unit. It doesn't hold the heat. Like these are actually a two-piece unit. It's got a tub, and then the part you see fits over the top of it. And so it's thicker than it looks. It's not just a little thin layer of fiberglass. Anyways, it probably does better than holding the heat than the old tubs did, but the next level is really an acrylic, and these are very heavy, but it's a dense wall. It's only maybe 3/4 inch wide, and it should not weigh like 350 pounds, which I can attest to moving these things around. But the advantage is those tubs really hold the heat. Now they are an upgrade in the budget, but we do have people that opt for them. You know what? I really like this method. They're beautiful. I'm going to use the heck out of this thing. This is just what I want. And we will figure out a way to crane it into your house.
One of the things, too, I see, and maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but I see a lot of folks who are going, you know, we're going to go tile shower with those glass panels. Is that something that I just never noticed previously, or is that something that's just becoming more common and more possible with bathroom remodels, is kind of doing that very super custom shower with the tiles and the glass panels? Is that a newer thing, or is that just something I'm just coming around to the past few years?
Well, I think they've gotten a lot better. I was remembering back to some of the really nicer new builds that we did in our past, and there was a trend for a while where you would walk into almost a room, you know, a fully tiled room, and you'd shower, and it was sort of separated and not much glass, and that has gone out the door. People want light coming in. They don't want They don't want a big closet to go take a shower, and I don't think anybody wants to feel that closed in. So, they don't vent well. By the way, we've talked about that. We can't put a vent right in there. The code says it's got to be outside. You're smiling because I'm talking about fans. I found a way to talk about fans again. But yeah, so how do you get air? How do you get that to dry out when? So that to me sounds kind of gross if it's just always, you know, this room that's damp. So we don't want that. But yeah, the trend is really more glass. And if you look at Outer Designs, we're doing half walls with glass, even having controls on the lower half wall part so that you don't have to reach in all the way, you know, go in the room, turn the stuff on, and then run out before you get wet and then get back in.
That water's so, ice cold when it comes down. By the way, that reminds me, are you seeing heat on demand, hot water on demand more coming into bathrooms, or is that peaked and then waned?
Well, not. I'm always surprised because those have gotten better too. I don't know, maybe the regular hot water heaters have gotten better and people just and more efficient and people aren't feeling like they need to upgrade. But I like the idea of the on-demand water heaters. I've seen the stats. They don't save as much electricity as you think, but I like the idea of not running out, and it makes more sense to me that it only heats it when you need it,
yeah.
I guess. But yeah, we occasionally, not all the time.
Okay. These are all, as we talk about some of these really cool upgrades to a bathroom and things that you'd be considering, there is some really, really cool stuff out there. It's one of the great things working with Mike and the team at Edge Construction. They've seen it. They can help you do it. If you've seen it, you say, hey, I saw this on Pinterest. I saw this on Houzz. They'd love to work with you. All you got to do is pick up phone, give them a call, 608-636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. And the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction right here on 1310 WIBA.